Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers about planning ahead for your transition in fresh cows. Typically what happens is when we see this slug of animals that we get pregnant in the fall, that results in transition crowding in the future. So here's what I'd encourage you to do. I'd encourage you to take a look at your animals that you got pregnant in the months of September, October, November, maybe even into early December. Then think about the fact that they're going to calve 9 months later. So that puts us in May, June, July, and some of those animals may be in August. As you look at your transition or pre-fresh pen, here's some things to consider. If you're on bedded pack, you need about 100 square foot per cow. If you're in a dry lot situation, you need about 600 square feet per cow. And if you have shade out there, at least 80 square feet per cow. Bunk space needs to be at about 30 inches per animal. Or if you're using headlocks, you need to have no more than 80% of those locks filled by animals in the pen. If you don't have enough space, what are you going to do when you hit May, June, July, and August? Just simply continuing to overcrowd these areas and suffering the issues that we have with lack of performance of early lactation animals because of this is probably not an acceptable thing. I want you to think about this. Likely we're moving into a time when we're going to have better milk prices in 2022 than we did in 2021. So there may be additional cash flow there to help you cover some of those costs. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to be thinking ahead about what calving is going to look like in the months of May, June, July, and August.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.